Civil servants include teachers, nurses, doctors, and other government employees. The Apex Council has been representing civil servants in the salary talks with the government. Gibson Mushangu is with the Apex Council.
We have made a resolution as a war council that, no, we are no longer able to report for duty anymore. Our funds are now limited. We are getting a very paltry transport allowance, and there is no way we can stabilize the system by reporting for duty the whole week. So we agreed that we'll be reporting for duty twice a week, so particularly Monday and Tuesday.
These resolutions are documented in a letter to the Public Service Commission. Ambassador Jonathan Utaunashe is the Commission's permanent secretary.
I can tell you I did not receive any such correspondence. The Public Service Commission has no position on what an Apex Council says or what a union says, but has a position on what civil servants do. So if no civil servant breaks the rules, all is well and good. If any civil servant breaks the rules exist for that purpose.
Mushangu says the letter was delivered today.
We have been engaging the government for the past 2 weeks, and nothing has come to fruition over that engagement. And actually, we were waiting for the government to convene or to call for another meeting, the third meeting, where we would get a feedback from our rejected offer.
Mushangu says the government disregarded the negotiations and implemented its offer of 25% raises that the workers had turned down. Utaunashe says both parties will still engage in talks and an agreement will be reached eventually. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.